Boss Man Show going down I-85 to the plains of Auburn, Alabama. They're coming to town December 11th. Auburn is here. It's Bruce Pearl. He's with me. Coach, what's up with the plains, man?
Boss Man, what's going on, man? You good?
I'm good, Coach. It's basketball season again. Hawks, Falcons, the Braves won, man. I'm on a high right now, brother.
Man, I tell you what, Atlanta's becoming title town. It's been awfully exciting to see. And I know there's a lot of they rolled Toomer's corner when the Braves, won the World Series. So we were pretty excited here too.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, you've had a good schedule so far, man, playing tough teams, Morehead State tournament team as well. Brian Gregory, my buddy from South Florida as well. You got with the Bahamas. Three tough games, Connecticut, Loyola, you also with Syracuse. So tell me about your team. You've seen different tough teams early this year, getting great competition, knowing that the SEC is going to be tough as hell in a few weeks coming up.
I'm telling you, boss man, look at the league right now. We got like six teams in the top 25, and that doesn't even include Mississippi State and LSU, who are having great seasons. This will be the deepest, strongest SEC I think we've ever seen. And our schedule this year has been good, but it's been challenging. We've survived a few difficult tests. Syracuse's zone. Loyola was an NCAA tournament team a year ago that got to the Sweet 16. We lost in double overtime to a really good UConn team. And so we've been tested, and that's going to continue. We got Central Florida on Wednesday night. They're a postseason team. I don't know whether it's the NIT or the NCAA, picked fifth in their league. They're really good. We're going to have to play our best game. We're going to have to play our best game of the year so far to beat UCF at home. And I don't think you would have said that when we're trying to set the schedule. But Johnny Tompkins, his team is really good. We got Yale Saturday. And then we got to go to Atlanta for what's going to wind up being an amazing day of college basketball.
Yes, two sessions. You got LSU coming to town that day as well. Kramer Davis a bit. So you're the league representing deep in, West Kentucky, Rick Stansbury, former SEC coach coming to town. Drake is good, So it's no easy. Fans, come out to the Hollyhoops giving four great games. Cheer for Auburn, Georgia Tech, and everybody that you know in this area. Cheer for all of those guys, man, because basketball's great in this area right now.
It is, and obviously Atlanta has produced, I think, the best high school talent in the country. The best high school talent is in Atlanta. And we've been the great beneficiary of so many great players from the Atlanta area over the last couple of years. Those guys have come in here like Isaac Okoro or Chum Okeke, Jared Harper, Bryce Brown, Sharif Cooper, JT Thor, and now Jabari Smith and Walker Kessler and Katie Johnson. The list goes on. And there will be a lot of Atlanta kids that are playing on these teams that are coming home. Atlanta loves their basketball. I think what Chris Williams and that group has done, it's a great concept and a great idea to bring college basketball, the best in college basketball, to Atlanta for one day, the Saturday after the SEC football championship. And so I do hope just basketball fans in general come out and support the event and make it an annual success.
Most definitely, Coach, like you said, man, this city loves its football and basketball is paramount. You kind of mentioned it, Coach, in your response, bringing guys home to Georgia, to Atlanta. Yeah, so many Georgia guys on your roster. Getting to play State Farm Arena, where the Hawks play it, has to give those guys a big jolt of excitement to play there, where the Atlanta Hawks play it every night.
There's no question, and that's my job as a coach, to try to put those guys in situations and give them experiences that they'll never forget. So when several of our players become pros and they play in Phillips Arena, it won't be the first time when they're an NBA player. They'll remember them when they played in college. I mean, last year, our team was very, very young, the youngest team in all of college basketball. We didn't get Sharif Cooper until the start, four or five games into the SEC season, which was very, very unfortunate because we had a chance to be pretty good with Sharif. But we came to Atlanta and we beat a really good Memphis team, a Memphis team that, won the NIT championship. And that was a big win for us. And I think it was was either a one possession game or it might have been an overtime game. Great college basketball game. And now we've got a really good Nebraska team, you know, coached by a former NBA and a college basketball Hall of Famer. The mayor, Fred Hoiberg, will bring a much improved Nebraska team to Atlanta. So we'll have our hands full for sure.
And Coach, you kind of mentioned a little bit in your answers as well, Coach, about seeing different styles, man, because, you know, early in this year, seeing different zone offenses that you might face down the road, seeing different styles of play, different paces, having a younger team that's grown now, it's going to help you when it comes time for that SEC gauntlet we got coming up here to start December 29th, man.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, you get about halfway through the season and you've pretty much seen almost everything you're going to see in the way of different actions, different offensive sets, defensive challenges, pressure defense, so on and so forth. But right now, a lot of what we're seeing, you know, for the first time together as a team. I've got, four or five of my top six or seven players are all playing for me for the first time this year. And so we're going to be a team that's going to have to improve tremendously, you know, throughout the season if we're going to be as good as what we're capable of being. This basketball team I've got at Auburn has got a chance to be pretty good. We're not there yet. We're a long way away from being there, but we certainly grew in the Bahamas, against UConn, Loyola, and Syracuse. And now we've got six more games before we start SEC play. And those six games are all going to present different challenges at home. Again, Wednesday against Central Florida, at home against a really well-coached Yale team on Saturday. Then we go to Atlanta to play Nebraska. Then we'll come back home, play North Alabama. We got to go to St. Louis. That's going to be a very tough game at St. Louis. The Billikens, Coach Ford does a tremendous job. And then we end up with Murray State at home. Those six games before we play our first conference game. Auburn enjoys the best non-conference record in the last 4 years in the SEC. I'm proud of that. We're going to have to continue to improve if we're going to continue to maintain that record for 5 years.
Well, you got to love your defense, Coach. Averaging 10 steals a game, man. I know you love defense and pressure the ball. Hey, getting those dive ball turnovers, turn them into easy transition points for you guys, man. I know you love that, getting out and running and gunning out there, man. So tell me about your defense so far. And KD Johnson and Jabari Smith doing the work for you, man.
Well, KD is right now is probably leading the country in steals per minute in the games. He's a guy, look, you know, people think that you got to make plays offensively, make shots or make plays. Listen, you can make plays defensively. You can get steals. You can block shots. You can take charges. You can get deflections. You get defensive rebounds. It's all about ending possessions. But when you get a live ball turnover like a steal, that oftentimes translates into offense at the other end. Again, I keep going back to UCF because Johnny Dawkins' team we play tomorrow, they average 20 points a game on turnovers. So they, like us, really rely on putting some pressure on the ball, having active hands. But KD Johnson is one of the best thieves in all of college basketball.
Most definitely, man. He's getting it done for you, man. And also, man, let me ask you this, man. Thomas Shreve Cooper, you see him with the Hawks and the Skyhawks on a two-way contract. What do you want him to improve on going forward in his career with the Hawks here? So maybe next year when DeLon Wright's contract expires, Lou Williams' contract expires, he can be Trae Young's backup for years to come.
Yeah, I think the Hawks got an absolute steal. What an absolute steal to get him at 47 in the second round. I was in Vegas during the summer league, and you could see immediately who the alpha dog was on the floor, even in an NBA game. Those guys on that Hawks team listened to him. They respected him. The opponents feared him because of his ability to go by you, his make plays for himself, and his make plays for others. He's improved so much defensively. He's gotten bigger and stronger, and he'll be able to handle the NBA game. His perimeter shooting has improved. Shreve is one of the hardest-working kids I've ever been. What people don't understand about Shreve, he does have this wonderful social media presence involving all kinds of different things, whether it be art or fashion or music, things that are tremendously interesting to people. But what people don't understand about him is he's just a grinder. He's just a hard worker. He's the guy that gets up before you do. and he's in the gym before you are. And when you're home and sleep, he's back in the gym. And you really can't pick that up, you know, in any other ways, unless you've had the opportunity and the pleasure to coach him like I have.
Most definitely. Coach, I saw you and Cam Newton had a moment in the stands, man. Tell me about that, seeing Killer Cam out there with you, man, in the stands, man.
Well, I'm just glad Cam kept his shirt on to make this old man body, you know, not be any more embarrassed than I already am. My wife has told me, she says, sweetheart, you're 61 years old. When are you going to act your age? I think America has seen enough of that. And I think she's right. So we are, that might be the last time you ever see that body out there in public like that ever again.
Coach, last before you coach this. Now, Cam Newton's very flashy dresser, Coach. You pull off on the sidelines a Cam Newton outfit, man. Can you do it, Coach?
Man, a man's got to know. Clint Eastwood said it one time. He said, a man's got to know his limitations. Man, I know my limitations. I'm kind of old school. I got a little Archie Bunker in me. There's absolutely no chance I'm going to try to be a flashy dresser, man. There's just, I got to stay in my lane, boss, man. I got to stay in my lane.
I hear that, Coach. Well, hey, I'll see you in 2 weeks, Coach, man, in Atlanta, man. Look forward to seeing you again. Hope you all get that W against the Huskers. Hope you win against UCF and Yale, man. Come in on the high, man. So best of luck to you, Coach. Be safe, brother.
Boss, man, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Nobody does it better. My man.
Thanks, Coach. See you soon, brother.
War Eagle.
All right.